in Moshe Rabbeinu's final public address in the very beginning of Sefer Devarim, he asked what, in his opinion, is a simple and effortless request of the Jewish people. Va'ata Yisrael, here in our parsha, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoel Me'imach, what does the Ribono Shel Olam, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Master of the World, expect of all of us? Says Moshe Rabbeinu, Ki Im Li'ra'oso. Very simple. All that's being asked of you, says Moshe Rabbeinu, is nothing too overwhelming, nothing too difficult, it's not too cumbersome, it's very simple and straightforward, says Moshe Rabbeinu. Just have Yerushalayim. And the Gemara seems to find this comment of Moshe Rabbeinu to be very troubling. Ask the Gemara Maseches Brachos, Atu Yerushalayim Milsa Zutra Sahi, do you believe, Moshe Rabbeinu, that Yerushalayim is such a simple task for a human being to get accustomed to? Is this the way all of us think? Is the fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and our relationship with Him something that comes naturally to any of us? So what does Moshe Rabbeinu mean when he says, Ki Im Li'ra'oso, all HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants is that we should fear Him. Very simple, very straightforward, very easy. Answers the Gemara, you're right. In, yes, Legabe Moshe, if you are Moshe Rabbeinu, then Milsa Zutrasahi, you're right. If you're the one who goes up on heaven for 40 days and 40 nights, and you're the one who is the personal chavrusa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you are the one who is peh el peh, you're the one who has this direct relationship and open connection with the Ribono Shel Olam, then yes, for you, it is very simple to have Yerushalayim, because you are the most divine and celebrated celestial person that ever lived on this earth. So for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very clear. But the Torah Tamima says, I understand that the Gemara writes, for Moshe Rabbeinu it's very simple, but this is still a problem. Why? Because after all, if you look in the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu is not talking to himself. Moshe Rabbeinu is addressing the Jewish people. So does he not know? Is he that far away in his understanding from where he is and where the Jewish community is holding? Does he not understand that he is the Adon HaNaviim? Does he not understand that he is the only one who had a relationship of peh el peh adabrabo? Does he really think that this is easy for the ordinary person? So Moshe Rabbeinu gets up to give his speech, and he says, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoel Me'imach, what does the Ribono Shel Olam want from all of you Jews who are here? And the answer is, something very simple, Ki Im Li'ra. Look, it's easy for me to do, so it should be easy for you as well. Ask the Torah Tamima, how do we understand the expectation of Moshe Rabbeinu? Is he so naive? Does he not understand where the Jewish people are holding? Is he so unrealistic to believe that what's easy for him is going to be easy for everyone else that's assembled there as well? So how do you understand this Gemara? How do you understand really what the Pasuk in Chumash means to tell us with this instruction of Moshe Rabbeinu? And in order to understand this, let's just take a look at a very famous encounter in Pirkei Avos. So there's a story with a Tana, one of the great Tanaim, Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma. And there the Mishnah tells us about a lay delegation that came once from a neighboring community, and they were so incredibly impressed with the brilliance of Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, and they begin to have a conversation with him, and the delegation makes a request of him that he move from his permanent residence to now move in to be the rabbi of the neighboring community. And after some brief negotiation, they have some kind of discussion with each other, the village begins to up the ante, and they offer him a tremendous amount of money. And Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma responds, Afilu ata nosin li kol kesef v'zav sheba'olam. You can give me all the gold, all the silver, you can write me the greatest contract, I can have everything in the world, all the riches. Eini dar ela b'makom Torah, says Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, I'm not going to leave my community. Why? Because this is a citadel of Torah. This is where all the Talmidei Chachamim live, and I refuse to leave where I am to now relocate and take the position in your community. So it's a very beautiful story, and Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma goes down in history as this big hero who's not going to be bought for money, and you can't bribe him, it doesn't matter what you offer him, he just wants to do the right thing. However, when you think critically about this, and this is not my question, this is Rabbi Tzvi Yehuda Cook. He was the son of the great Rav Cook. He also was the great Rav Cook, but he was the son of the even greater one. So he says, just think about it for a minute. Imagine if a community leader never had to worry or be concerned again in his life about financial considerations. Can you imagine such a thing? No, because it never existed and it never will. So imagine to yourself that such a community leader would have that opportunity. And I would imagine that that would afford this community leader the greatest opportunity for growth that you can ever imagine. After all, he says, if I would lead the community, so I would have guest lecturers every night, I have an unlimited budget. And not only that, I would hire the most enthusiastic team of youth directors, because we have to invest in the youth. And he says he would have the top line of medical professionals, because we need to have hospitals and doctors and everything available. And I would invest in the latest educational technologies that came out. Immediately they would be found in our community, in our town. I would bring the most energetic team of educators and teachers into our city. This would be the greatest community. It would be the most sensational place to live in the world. Jews would be flocking to this community because, look, they have everything. They have it all. And all of that, why? Because the leader has an unlimited budget. We gave him everything before he came. So no strings attached. He has everything before he came in. He's ready to go. He has everything set up for him. It's perfect. So why not, Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma? Why not take all this money, move to the town, help develop this little community into a tremendous, bustling center of Jewish life? Why would you turn that down? Obviously, he's not going to keep the money for himself, but why not take the money and reinvest it into the community and make this into the greatest Makom Torah that you could imagine? If you're afraid that where you come from is so great and where you're going to is not so, so you have the opportunity now, by all the money that you've been offered, to make this community a great place. Explains Reb Tzvi Yehuda Cook, perhaps the reason why is because Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma stands up and he says pretty unequivocally that the answer is no. Why is the answer no? Because he says you can be a courageous builder, you can be a risk taker, you can have the entire community infrastructure, you can have all the systems in place, all the doctors, all the educators, everything you can ever imagine for a city. But he said even if you have lofty goals and you have great aspirations for a community, if that fantasy is not surrounded by great people as well, then all of the incredible dreams and all the ideals and all the opportunities will not turn into anything special. And this was what Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma's major issue was with that community. They had no role models. In that community, said Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, you don't have role models. And when you don't have role models, it's extremely difficult to develop and to grow and to push yourself and to challenge. And perhaps that, says the Torah Tamima, is what it means. Uma Hashem Elokecha Shoel Me'imach, says Moshe Rabbeinu. What does the Ribbono Shel Olam want of you? Ki'im Le'yiroso. Only that you should have Yiroshamayim. Ask the Gemara, do you think Yiroshamayim is that obvious? Do you think it's that easy? Do you think it's that simple for any human being? And the answer is, says, yes, Moshe Rabbeinu in. Legabe Moshe, if you're living in the generation of Moshe Rabbeinu, and every day you experience his divine, his elevated lifestyle, if every moment of life you see the constant presence of Moshe Rabbeinu and how the Ribbono Shel Olam is a real part of his life, and the levels of experience that he was able to have in his life almost bringing him to be an angel, then yes, for you, Yerushalayim really is no big deal. In Legabe Moshe, it's apparent, it's so obvious, it's so clear in the lifetime of Moshe Rabbeinu, in every moment of his life, that God is a major part of it. And yes, if you live in such a generation where you are exposed to that, where that is your role model, then yes, Moshe Rabbeinu says, this is an expectation for everyone, because you see the way I live, you understand what it means to me, and that should trickle down to all the rest of you. And says Moshe Rabbeinu, for all of you, I expect that to be a milsa zutra sahi. Such a major component to our success is, says Reb Tzvi Yehuda Cook, to expose ourselves to the right people, to make sure that we have role models. We all have those people in our generation. We all have those people who we look toward, and it's our challenge, it's our job to allow them to influence the way we think, to allow them to influence the way we challenge ourselves, the way we set up and structure a community, says Reb Tzvi Yehuda Cook. That was Moshe Rabbeinu's demand. So yes, for his generation, it was very simple. And that's what he expects of all of them. But for future generations, we don't lack any of those role models either. They may not be Moshe Rabbeinu, but they are Yiftach Bedor Kishmuel Bedor. We have in every generation people who have certain expectations because of the lives that they live. And that should be something for all of us that we need to make sure, says Moshe Rabbeinu, we set up in our generation as well. Role models not only in Torah study, not only in Torah greatness, not only in scholarship, but also in people who have care and concern and sensitivity, role models in chesed, role models in tzedakah, role models in every aspect of life, and that will raise the personal expectation of all of us and of the entire community as well, that they should all be motivated and inspired by this person in their life who really should make an impact on everything, on our outlook and on our general way of thinking for everything. So in the opening words of Sefer Devarim, Moshe Rabbeinu describes in great detail all the various experiences that the Jewish people had throughout the traveling in the desert. And many of them were very complicated experiences, and Moshe Rabbeinu gives musar to them about some of the things they did. And there, at the very end of his discussion, Moshe Rabbeinu says the following, Hashem Elokeichem hir be'eschem. God has proliferated you. God has made you so big. V'hinchem hayom. And now today, after all of your growth, you are, says Moshe Rabbeinu, kechochve hashamayim larov. You are now likened to the kochve hashamayim, to the stars that are in the heaven. Once again, in our parsha, Parshas Ekev, we find the same thing being reviewed once again. This notion of kochve hashamayim. B'shivim nefesh yardu avasechem etzraimah. In a very small number, 70 people is all we were when we went down to Mitzrayim. Ve'ata, and now, so many years later, Samcha Hashem Elokecha, Kechoch ve'Hashamayim Larov. God has now made you such a great nation. You are like the Koch ve'Hashamayim. We have had such an expansion. We have developed to such an extreme that now we are likened to the Koch ve'Hashamayim. What is fascinating about that, obviously, Avram Avinu also says that we are like Koch ve'Hashamayim. But what's fascinating is that when the Navi Hosea speaks about the flourishing expansion of the Jewish people, he does not use the metaphor of Koch ve'Hashamayim, but rather he says, V'haya mispar b'nei Yisrael, the number of Jews will be kechol hayam, not like the stars, but rather he says they will be like the chol hayam, like the sand. And that is something that here the Navi chooses to associate us with, not with the Koch ve'Hashamayim, but rather with the chol hashel asfas hayam, which are boundless and inexhaustible. As we know, there is no limit to the amount of chol hayam that there is in the world. And that is what the Navi means to teach us. Is there anything significant about this change between the koch ve'ashamayim and the chol asvas hayam? Why one Navi chooses one and the other Navi, Moshe Rabbeinu, chooses the other? Is there some kind of significance to these two metaphors that are shared with us by these two great Nabiim? So Rav Asher Weiss once told me a beautiful interpretation that he thought of, that there really is a very important message behind the Koch ve'Hashamayim and the Chol Asher Asvas Hayam. And he suggested that maybe it means to underscore the great success of the Jewish people to get where they are today. And by that he said, stars, as we know, are part of the heavenly orbit. They are miles and miles away from each other. They're not anywhere near each other. And they are light years away from us. We have no connection with the stars. Obviously, we know something about them, but it's so distant from us. It's something that is so far out of our reach. Sand, on the other hand, is the opposite. Sand is something that we step on all the time. It's something we have, not a relationship with, but we have a very good understanding of what it is. And it's on the lowermost point of the earth, but it's constantly being trampled on. It's constantly being touched by people, and it's something that we very much relate to. The great uniqueness and the tremendous power of the sand is in the fact that it has a distinct ability to stay together. If you would have one granule of sand by itself, it would not be able to stop the raging waters from drowning all of us. We would all die from that. And the only power that the sand has is in the fact that it understands its togetherness. When they all unite, when they all condense and consolidate onto one beach, that's the only way that the sand has the ability to have the ultimate strength. And that says the Navi Hosea, as well as Moshe Rabbeinu. If you want to understand what it is that is the most basic and fundamental component of the Jewish success in all of our resilience, in all that we've been able to do, why have we been so strong? Why have we been such an irrepressible nation? Why is it that we've been so successful? Says the Navi Hosea, number one, the reason why is because we challenge ourselves, like Moshe Rabbeinu says, we challenge ourselves to the extreme and to the max. We look at the stars, kechoch ve'ashamayim. We always have lofty aspirations and noble ambitions. That's the way the Jewish people have always been. Always pushing themselves. Doesn't make any sense that the Jewish country, that Eretz Yisrael today, decided that they were going to be one of the only countries in the world, a fledgling nation, 70 years old, that now has its own country, that now built its own infrastructure. We were the ones who decided we were going to send a lunar module to the moon. Does that make any sense? It doesn't make sense. It really does not make sense. And we raised the money, and somehow they got it together. The last minute, something went wrong. But just the very notion that there was a Jewish state that was willing to do such a thing, and that's just one example of a million, but we always have lofty ambitions, not only in materialistic ways, but also in spiritual ways. We always set lofty ambitions, kechof ve'ashamayim, something that's light years ahead away from us, but it's something that we feel is a possibility for our lives and for our experience as Jews. But number two, we always appreciate the fact that the only way we can ever be successful in any of these endeavors is when we learn the lesson from Chol Hayam as well. Like the Navi Hosea taught us, if we understand that our unique quality as Jews is also in our togetherness, it's only in the power of our community, it's only in the power of understanding that one morsel cannot ever accomplish any of this by themselves, and it has to be Klal Yisrael uniting together that makes all of that happen. the sense of purpose, the sense of mission, the sense of community that we as a Jewish people need to have is only, like we said, if we also have that infrastructure with the proper role model. Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoel Me'imach. You want to understand how you will be able to reach all of those lofty aspirations? How will you ever be able to get there? It's if you have a person who's challenging you. It's if you have somebody in Legabe Moshe Milsa Zitrachi. If you have a Moshe Rabbeinu, that kind of paradigm in your life, that kind of leader, that kind of person that you look to challenge, that you look to understand, that you look to always live after and to emulate his kind of behavior, then yes, that is the way that you will have that opportunity to have the ultimate dream of the Kochvei HaShamayim and the Chol Asher Al Sfas Hayam. That is the critical component, as Moshe Rabbeinu taught us. That is the timeless lesson that he shares in our Parsha. And it's so critical in the eyes of Moshe Rabbeinu that he decides one of the very last messages he's going to leave over for the Jewish people is this very idea. In Legabe Moshe Milsva Zitrasahi. If you have a Moshe Rabbeinu in your life, if you set that role model, then yes, you will be able to ultimately reach that level, that lofty level, that aspiration of Kochvei HaShamayim L'Ruach.